Blog Talk Radio.
It's yours. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
Mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine.
I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the NFL Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Aki, a.k.a. Euro Jones. In the house tonight, we have somebody from the Big Ten. By the name, the man goes by the name of Orion Johnson. He's the big time 6'3", 215-pound safety linebacker. What was the position they called you that they had you running when you was playing DB, linebacker, and safety at one point?
Our defensive position for that was called the star position.
Yeah, he was playing the star position at Ohio State. So, Orion, say what's up to everybody. Introduce yourself.
Hey, man, how you guys doing? I'm Orion Johnson from St. Petersburg, Florida. I guess you could say the star position for the Ohio State University.
All right, man. Well, I'm glad to have you here. The reason people tune, they want to, you know more about like what's happening behind the scenes with the draft and how you're preparing everything. So, I like to bring a kind of lighter side of it because like there's things about football like a lot of people don't really get to talk about. So, you know, one of the few things I want to talk about today is, you know, National Signing Day just happened on Wednesday. Not only did Ohio State have, like, one of the number two classes in the nation, but I read a little bit about you. You was, like, one of the top recruits coming back out in 2008. So, this is a big day for a lot of – that was a big day for a lot of kids. So tell me, you know, what was, like, the whole signing day experience and, like, you know, making a decision to go to Ohio State? What was that like?
Oh, man, it was a real interesting experience for me getting ready to come out of high school from St. Pete. There wasn't really too many people going to the Big Ten to go play football. So, I mean, I took the opportunity to go off into the Big Ten, you know, to represent St. Petersburg, Florida, and just go out there and put on my talents on the big stage and try to go out there and test my talents against, you know, some of the bigger names in the recruiting classes and things like that. And it turned out working well for me.
How did you do the – it was a big deal. So, like, how did you do the decision? Did you come out with three hats and everything, or you just came out with the Ohio State hat?
No, I actually came out with three hats. I came out with University South Florida, and then Indiana, and Ohio State.
Man, those are like the most three opposite schools you could have up.
Yeah, man, but I mean, they all each had their own reason, though. I mean, just with Indiana, just extending their interest like that, how much they have for me, it was really intriguing for me. And then with South Florida being the home team, I mean, just growing up, seeing that program start to blow up just from that 10 years, you know, just being able to come from St. Petersburg across the bridge and, you know, leave my mark over there would have been big for me. And then, you know, Ohio State came in, and it was an opportunity for me to go play on a big stage and for me to really test my talents against the other big names.
All right, so who was your host when you went?
Sir?
Who was your host when you went on your recruiting visit at Ohio State?
Nate Oliver. He actually played like kind of safety outside linebacker as well.
All right. So, what kind of ratchetness you get into when he on that visit?
Oh no, man! Great. The thing was about it was we came up actually after the LSU game. So I mean, I'm pretty sure you know how that went. So, I mean, it wasn't really too much going on and everything, but I mean, I actually got to be around a lot of those guys that was in my recruiting class on the weekend. I came up, and that kind of really pushed me to go ahead and choose Ohio State because all those guys were around, and I mean, it wasn't really too much movement we could do just because of the snow and everything, and then everybody was a little down because of the loss. So, I mean, it was just good to get around, like, the players that I knew who I was going to be with and just be in those similar situations.
All right, so who did you host this year? Like, what any of the guys who signed, did you host any of them?
No, they normally leave that to, first and second year guys, you know, just because those are the guys that they'll be around a whole lot more and probably into their career going into it.
Man, that sounds like you done did some wild stuff with recruiting. They was like, nah, we ain't giving the Orion anymore. That's
No, man. Actually, man, pretty much everybody that I did host, I think, came.
That means you did a good job. Okay.
Yeah, man. I make sure the book, you know, the Buckeyes got them boys.
Well, you know, one thing some people might not know about you, when you were coming out of high school now, that you was, you know, you was a dual threat QB. That was like the look, you know. Not
you said
that.
I was on the Heisman watch.
Huh?
You said I was on the Heisman watch.
No, that you was on it when you were coming out of high school, that you were being looked at as a QB. Like, you were supposed to be a stud QB coming out.
Oh, yeah, man. I used to do the quarterback thing. Actually, that was like my first position I really played, man. I was real at that quarterback position.
Now, I read something you said now. Now.
Yep, it's true. It's true.
So, you telling me that you would have beat out Johnny Manziel, RG3,
yeah.
Tebow. That's what you said. You was better than all three of them.
I'm just saying, man. I haven't had the opportunity, so I couldn't do it. I haven't had the opportunity to do it, but if I did, I like my chances.
I feel you. Well, you know what? That's just a testament that you are a superb athlete.
Yeah, man. You know, it's Florida. It's from Florida.
You know what, man? I went to Fordham. I went to a small school, man, and we did a lot of shooting out of Florida. So, like, we had 35 dudes from New York. And 35 dudes from Florida. So I grew up with nothing. My whole college experience was with less than five of them Dade County dudes, man.
Definitely, man. You know how those Florida boys play ball.
Yeah, man. And I give her credit, man. Like, I see why everybody go down and get talent because, I mean, the reason we got to even a championship game, my three best players on offense were quarterback, receiver, and running back, all Americans. And we all went to, and they all were from Florida.
That's what's up. You know, it's just the way we play down there.
Well, you know, y'all got the speed.
Yeah, it's definitely fast.
All right, well, you know, let's move on to about like Ohio State this season. What was the point y'all were trying to make this season? Because obviously y'all went undefeated, and the way everything looked like this year was like, you know, personally, I'm looking at it, and y'all was pretty much trying to just put a middle finger to the NCAA, like, you know what, y'all sanctioned us, y'all took away this, we can't play in the bowl game. But, like, hey, we still the best team out here. So it's like when we get back in the bowl contention, it's going to be like a wild dog letting loose off a chain. That's what it looked like out there.
Definitely, man. I mean, we definitely brought in the best coaching staff that I've ever been lucky to be a part of because those guys really put it into us that we need to go out there and compete and just represent and for Ohio State and just bring back that kind of swagger that we had before. And, you know, we kind of really ran the country. So we just wanted to go out there in each and every game, just really, like, leave it out there on the line, you know, play every play, leave it all out there, and work as hard as we could to go out there and be as close as we could to perfection.
Now, obviously, y'all would have been in there against Alabama. Who would have won that game? Give me the score.
I don't think Alabama would have been in the game since Notre Dame was the one who ended up 12-0.
Well, that's true.
Either way it go, I like us to take that. So however you wanted to go, I know it take 1 point to win the game, so I know that we would have had whatever it took.
All right, I like the confidence. All right,
yeah,
so,
definitely.
I did have y'all had a lot of close games this year. Y'all went OT with Purdue and Wisconsin. You beat Michigan State by one. And I know, like, the close games are the fun ones. Cause, like, when you know you win that game on that last play, it's just a big feeling of relief. So, like, out of all the games y'all did play this season, what was, like, the game you was like, this is the most fun I had in a long time on the field?
Oh, man, you know, this year, I don't think anybody could even, you know, write it up or imagine anything like this ever happening. But, I mean, we just – it was so many great games out there, but the one that really stuck out to me the most was, I got to say, two. It had to be the Michigan State game. When we came out there, you know, our defense held their rushing under 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we came out there for the Wisconsin game, just because the last time I went there, I had a loss. So I really wanted to make sure. I knew I had one more year. So when I took that loss, I wanted to make sure I came back and I got the W.
Right. All right. Now we're going to have to move on from college. You know, that was the past. You're a pro now. So you're going to a league.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You look at the next step. You played in the NFL PA game, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, the reports coming out of there was that, you know, you were a vocal leader in practice. Like, you kind of took control out there on the field during the week of practice. You know, with an all-star game, you got a lot of top players from all over. You know, how did you step into that leadership role? Because, like, you know, there's a lot of egos out there. You know, everyone wants to be that guy. So, you know, why do you think you, like, commanded that respect and was able to be that guy that stood out to the coaches? Like, yo, this guy's the leader out here.
I don't really think I tried to go in there and try to command it. You know, I really try to show them my practice and the way I practice and in the way that I carry myself out there on the field, you know, just trying to go hard and try to work and perfect the craft that we're going out there to do. But, you know, naturally for me, like I said before, I played quarterback, so it was a position where I was comfortable in. I'm comfortable in being able to know where everybody needs to be. I'm comfortable in being vocal enough, you know, to speak up if I feel like something needs to be said. And I'm comfortable enough, you know, to take the point out and say that, you know, that was my fault if I do mess up. So
right.
I really just wanted to go out there and, you know, just feel as comfortable as I could while helping everybody else feel as comfortable as they could.
And how did you feel you did in the game?
I felt like I went out there and I had a good week of practice, and I felt like in the game with the action that I had come my way, I felt like I handled it well, and I made the plays that came my way.
You know, and I think what most people don't understand about the All-Star game, I think, like, when they watch the All-Star game, they judge a lot of they evaluate a lot of the players. I'm not talking about the scouts, but, like, actually people just watching the game, they're like, oh, yeah, if he didn't do this in the game, he's, you know, he didn't do well. And I think it's more about what happens during a week of practice that's more important. Because, like, you know, do you think you were, you know, you did some impressive things in practice where the coaches were like, all right, I've been with this guy. I've made a correction, and he did it on the fly. Because, I mean, when coaches in the league, the only thing they care about, if you fuck up, sorry about that, if you mess up, it's not a problem. But they tell you, hey, this is how you correct it, and you correct it right away. That's what's more important of how they judge you more than actually that game, that All-Star game. So do you think when we walked away from it, the coach was like, yeah, this guy's a coachable dude?
Definitely. I feel like just coming from Ohio State, you know, you get taught to be coachable, you know, and you have to be able to make those adjustments on the fly just with the transition of the game, just playing at a high level at Division I football, period. So I felt like I went into it, and I took heed to everything the coaches were telling me, and I definitely tried to transition it onto the field as fast as I could.
All right. Well, now moving on to the next phase of getting to the NFL. You know, you did the All-Star circuit, and now you're training. So where are you training at now?
I'm doing a combination of training. I'm actually training while I'm up here in school until I graduate up here at Ohio State. And then I'm doing a little bit of training down there and at Cooper's training facility in Tampa, Florida.
And, you know, with you being a big dude, because like, you do play DB. You're
6'3".
Yes, 6'3", and what are you wearing now these days? Are you in that 10 to 220 range?
Yeah.
All right. So, and one thing I know about, like, you know, taller guys is, like, they got to pay attention to, like, how fluid you are on your hips. And that's crucial for anybody. So, you know, talk about what you've been doing in your training, you know, what you've been working on to strengthen yourself, you know, physically, and also what you've been doing to improve yourself technically, you know, as you prep for your pro day.
Definitely over-exaggerating, you know, when things get tired in my legs, so I can make sure that I can play low, because I know that they're going to look at me just to see that since I'm a taller guy, and I'm going to have to cover those smaller guys if I could bend. And, you know, really just I'm trying to train my legs as much as I can, you know, so they can be well-conditioned for those drills, trying to make sure I pay attention to technique and detail, you know, video and all my back pedals and all my drills. And, just really trying to go out there and absorb everything that my trainers are trying to tell me and listen to all the things that my position coaches are trying to work with me with and trying to make sure that I can get it right so I can be ready on pro day.
Now, what has been feedback about you physically? Because, like, you know, 6'3", and about 215 and 220, you know, there's only about two dudes that I know that were like that. You know, I had a fortunate enough, I was fortunate enough to play with one of those guys, and that was Sean Taylor. But he, you know, he'd be anywhere from 6'3", 6'3", 2", he was like 220 to 240, he felt like it, and still be out there beasting. And another guy that was the same size was like Adrian Wilson. So, you know, where do you model yourself as, like, as a safety, being one of the bigger safeties? Like, who do you look to that you kind of, like, compare your game to if they were looking at somebody, like, currently or in the NFL?
I try my best not to emulate any one person, but, you know, try to pick bits and pieces out of each one player. I feel like those guys that you named were great names, and I feel like I try to pick little bits and pieces from each one of those guys, you know, go out there and play, because I feel like those guys are playmakers, especially being as big as they are going out there and making those plays. But, you know, I try to grab certain techniques that maybe this safety does and try to incorporate it in the way that it fits me. And, you know, maybe the way a certain safety attacks the line of scrimmage or, you know, just the way he covers the middle of the field, you know, just making sure that he hangs and reads the quarterback's eyes. Just little bits and pieces that I can see from watching him on film or whether it's in the game and stuff like that. And, you know, I go out there and try to put it in mind. But I can't really say that there's one safety that I go out there and try to be like.
I say one thing about Adrian Wilson, like, and the reason I put him out there because he was one of because he was playing out in Arizona at that time. Like, he didn't get a lot of credit that he deserved, but there's certain dudes who I looked at, I was like, that dude's big. Because, I mean, I was 6'5", 320. I was 6'5", 320 playing D-tackle, and I'm big. But this dude was like 6'3", 230, and he was playing on the damn line. And I'm like, yeah, safety is about to go against Chris Samuels. I'm like, I don't know any safeties like coming down in the box. So, like, you know, when I think of big safety, that's why I think of them dudes who can cover ground. But, I mean, they just can be all over the field, which just adds so much more to a defense.
Exactly, man. And, you know, just playing on just coming from the Big Ten and from Florida, you know, just having to being able to play from sideline to sideline is something that you got to be able to do.
All right. Now, one thing that you guys are very fortunate enough at Ohio State to have, you got a pro day where all 32 teams are going to be at. It's almost going to be like doing the NFL combine anyway. So I'm gonna throw out a few drills, and I want you to give me the numbers that you're looking to put up at these drills.
Okay.
Short shuttle.
Hopefully I could go out there and run at least a 4.0 or sub 4.
What? A sub 4?
Yeah, that's my goal.
A sub 4?
Yeah.
Man, God, that's not too many of those. And those is corners running that. Like, if you pull that off at 6'3", 2-something, you got to go at least. That got to bump you into the third.
Oh, man, I just need one on the light, but I'm going to go out there and run it now.
Right. All right, what about the 3-cone?
3-cone, I'm trying to look for either a 6'7", 6'5", between that range.
You're 40.
Mid 4.4s.
All right. And the 225.
Right now we ain't tested it now, but probably between 15 to 17.
All right. And your vert?
37, 38.
All right. I mean that's some big time numbers. I think if you put on a show like that, a pro day, man, I mean that's gonna change, you know, the complete evaluation of you. Like that's really gonna pop up the charts.
I mean, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to keep working, man, and until I get it.
All right, now going, like, when I was going into the, when I went and did my pro day, like, there were certain drills I couldn't wait to do because I knew I was going to, like, tear them up. So, like, when it came to, like, the positional drills, like, the bag drills, I was like, all right, I already know my footwork is good and I know I can move, so I'm going to go and kill it. So, you know, what positional drills are you excited to do most? Like, is there, like, you know, anything you know, like, whatever drill you're going to, like, a certain drill you know you're going to be, like, either the top three in?
Anything when it's, are you talking about, like, just positional drills, right?
Positional drills, like, you know, when they say, like, go out there, do the back pedal, you know, turn your hips, or, like, any positional drills that you know.
Anything with the ball involved in it, like, me having to go track the ball, or me going up there and breaking and go getting the ball, I feel like I'm excelling, you know. I feel like I do well in drills anyways in all aspects. My footwork drills will be well. I feel like I'm going to just go out there and show the scouts everything they need to see.
All right. No, I mean, you know, Ohio State, they got about, what, like one or two players in the NFL?
One or two?
Yeah, they got one or two players in the NFL, right? So is there anyone, like, you contacting from, you know, any former players, you know, that you guys hit up just to get, like, some feedback or just, like, how to prepare, you know, for, like, for everything that's about to happen? Like, you know, is there anybody that you're leaning on and or that you have as a mentor?
The one thing that's great about Ohio State, man, is the players, man, it's like a real family, man, when you're a part of this team. You know, regardless of if it was on 75 or if it was in 05 or it was the 2012 class, I mean, it is all a big family. So, I mean, everybody from back then to recently, they all just give us all advice and everything we could do. Former coaches and coaches on the coaching staff, they all just try to let us know. But some of the more guys that I talk to is like Donald Washington, Kurt Coleman, Doug Worthington, DeVere Posey, Boom Heron, just those guys that, you know, that I kind of came out with, Mike Adams, Brewster, just to get some info because, you know, those are the guys I came in with, and they know me the best probably.
Okay. I mean, and that's one thing, like, I think, like, at a school like that, you're right, like, this is such a huge family, like, it's not even fair, it's just tradition, man. It's like, it's always about you got to bring the next man up. It's not about,
yeah,
you know, if this one dude make it, that's great. It's like, nah, we all here to make
exactly.
it, you know. And even if a dude didn't make it there before you, like, he's still going to rush back and, like, give you that kind of foundation where, like, all right, like, you know, we will help you out. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I think that's what you look for when you go play out of school. And that's, like, one of the, you know, I can understand why you chose to go to Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Those guys, man, they really do look, it's just like how it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
You really look out for those next guys that's coming up, and you just want to make sure that they had the best time that they can possibly have while they had up 4 or 5 years, some of them 3, you know, just
mm-hmm.
going out there and, you know, just living that Buckeye life, just being a part of it.
Now, you know, one of the most important parts, things, you know, we talked about this, you know, before the show, when, like I said, I always want to highlight this when I talk to any player, because people get the idea that a lot of athletes just go to school and then get the hell out and don't get a degree. And I want to, you know, if I had a platform to talk to players, I want more people to know that these guys, you know, cats is going to school and getting their degrees. And, you know, you're about to be finishing up school. So I just want you to talk more about, you know, your degree and what were you hoping to do with it. You know, even if you still play football or even if you don't play football, whatever matters, like, you know, talk about, you know, what you chose as your major and, you know, the process you went through getting your degree and what you plan to do with it afterwards.
Definitely, I plan on graduating in May 2013 with a degree in sports and leisure studies. And with that, I definitely want to go into something with sports and hopefully football, whether it be in the sports marketing sense or whether it be me going out there and opening up a training facility. And, you know, helping guys back home, which would be one of my goals, what I would like to do. And really just try to give back as much as I can in a professional way to the game.
And how do you feel about, you know, your last few months at school?
I'm definitely trying to soak it all in because, you know, everybody tells you that, you know, college is the best times of your life. So I really just, you know, want to go out there and train as hard as I can and, enjoy the guys that I'm around and all the family that I have around and make sure I go to all my classes, do all my work so I can get this degree.
I'm telling you, man, you know, that last, it hits you when you get to, like, around March. You're like, man, it is about 3 months left.
Right.
And, you know, to get more candid, you know, if there's any chick that you'd holler at that you meant to do it in the 3 months, man, it's, You got to go do it now, man, because.
I got you, though.
Or if there's that chick in the back of the classroom who's like, you know what, I should have been hollering at her. You might as well just go ahead and get out the way.
Oh, man.
I think for y'all, like, because I was at a smaller school, so it was different because when, I got signed right after the draft to the Redskins. So, like, it was kind of like a thing in school. So when I went out, I was like, well, you know, this is nice. And I go out my first night, and this chick is like, oh, I heard you signed with the Redskins. Like, yeah. And she's like, well, you trying to dip up out of here? And I'm like, hold up. Is this what it's like?
Yeah.
I'm like, is this what it's like? So, you know, I envied y'all dudes. So I was like, y'all go to these schools, and from freshman year, y'all the man on campus. I was a nobody.
Oh, man, look at you.
No, man, but, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, your family is excited for this, and as much as you are for yourself, they're excited for you, you know. We know what have, you know, what's been going on with them, you know. How have they been, like, supporting you with everything going on?
My family is definitely my biggest support system. They've been with me do everything from waking up to 6 in the morning to take me to Little League games to, you know, traveling all the way up to Ohio to come watch me play in the shoe. So, I mean, I really appreciate everything they're doing for me. They're just really trying to be real supportive, help me out in anything that they can. You know, I just tell them to just be family, you know, just help me out with whatever I need if they can. And that's all I can ask for.
Now, how many games were they able to come catch you since you were all the way in Ohio? Because, you know, first, you know, a lot of guys, when they do leave from Florida, it's rare that they go that far north. So, you know, were they able to see you play that often in college?
I was lucky enough for my parents to both have great bosses and managers that were allowing those guys to have those time off and come up to a couple of my games.
Okay.
They came to, like, I say at least three or four home games a season.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last year, they tried to make all of them.
All right. So, and where you living now, is it all, you know, seniors where you living? Like, you guys have an off-campus house and it's all seniors, so all you guys are pretty much all on the same path, or it's a mixture of students, you know, like some young guys, some older guys?
I actually stay off-campus, and I kind of stay just like in a area, like a little neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Two-bedroom neighborhood.
So, like, everybody, like, but a lot of guys who are on campus, like, all you guys are all, like, there working out together, preparing for the pro day, or, you know, guys
out
all over the country.
It's a couple guys that went to Arizona to train, and then it's a couple guys that's in Miami.
Right.
And then we got the rest of the guys up here in Columbus.
All right, cool, man. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this show up. Orion, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Definitely.
You know, I hope the best for you, man. And you know, you seem like a good dude, man. You seem excited, and I like your confidence just going in everything, man. And I really do think at your size, and you put these numbers up, and you know, from what I read about you as an athlete, and you know how you handled yourself at that ball game, man. You got a lot of upside coming, especially being from Ohio State.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it a whole lot, man. You taking some time to talk to me.
All right, man. Listen, everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in. My fault. You know what, Orion, you got a Twitter handle that you want to put out there so people start following you, or you want to keep that your business to yourself?
It's O Johnson on Twitter right now. I don't really know the name, but I'll get it to you.
All right, so O Johnson, at O Johnson?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right, and I ain't get you in trouble with your girl or nothing.
Man, I'm all good.
All right, so you got no tail, right?
Look at you. I ain't doing no trouble, bro. I ain't getting in no trouble.
All right, man. All right, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in to the NFL Draft Player Spotlight. With your host is Aki Jones, and tonight has been with Ohio State DB, Orion Johnson. I think he might be one of the sleepers in the 2013 draft. Again, you can go always download this show at NFLDraftBible.com. We can always go to Block Talk Radio to find the show. It's called the NFL Draft Player Spotlight. Everybody, have a good night. God bless. And we'll catch you next time with another great show. Peace.
This is State of Emergency. What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back.